Station 3. Jesus falls for the first time. This is a reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 through 3. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Children who are hungry and don't have basic needs met also stumble and fall. When they can't attend school, they lose so many opportunities to learn and gain confidence, as well as to provide for themselves in the future. In Western Kenya, Umoja, Swahili for unity, works for justice in alleviating suffering in orphans and vulnerable children. It provides tuition assistance and makes education an attainable goal. Supplying basic needs removes distraction and creates opportunities to build children's confidence. Staff in Kenya deliver goods to students, such as uniforms, school supplies for primary and secondary schools, and for university students. They provide blankets, solar lamps to study after dark, and other basic necessities. The Umoja Project provides additional support through girls and boys empowerment programs and counseling. The Umoja fraternity becomes the family that was lost for these orphan and vulnerable students. St. Luke supports Umoja and is particularly involved in providing funds for sanitary towels for adolescent girls, which allows them to attend school regularly. We pray, make us worthy, Lord, to serve others throughout the world who live and die in poverty and hunger. Give them through our hands what they need, and by our understanding, love. May they have peace and joy. Amen.
Stumbled to
for reflection. The way of the cross can be hard at times, and we can falter in our faith. We can feel challenged and struggle to continue. As you move to the next station, reflect on things you could do to help strengthen your faith at this time. Perhaps there are also ways you could promote more peace and joy in your family and community.